Now let's talk a little more detail about the practical side of writing a Java program. And first of all, Java programs come in sort of two forms. We talked about Java is a general purpose language. It can also be used to write interfaces to web pages, and those two forms are slightly different. You write your programs a little bit differently for those two purposes. So the first kind, the general purpose kind, is called a Java application. These are programs that are meant to be standalone programs, like you would normally write a program in C or C++ or Fortran or whatever. You write the entire program, you would compile it, and then run it on your machine. So how you compile these programs for Java is that you write your program into a file that has an extension called .java. Then the main part of the program is written into a main function, which is actually called a method. That's a typo on this slide. It should be the main method. That's the first time I noticed that, which is going to be executed first. So that's similar to C, that there's a main part of the program which will be executed first. So if you want to compile and run this program, which is in a .java file, you run the compiler. It's called javac. So you say javac. Let me use the mouse here for the pointer. Then you give the name of your program .java. It goes away and compiles. It produces a file of the form, if you originally called it myprogram.java, it'll produce a file called myprogram.class. And again, there are some typos here that should be a capital M and a capital P as well. It preserves the name of your program down here on myprogram.class. So that's the compiled version. That's the bytecode produced by the compiler. But then if you're just running this as a standalone program, you then run the interpreter, which is called Java. You say Java and the name of the program, and that executes the bytecodes in the java.class. So it's quite possible to write Java applications which are not dependent on a web server or a browser situation. So this is a C